In the new periodic report seen by South Sudan in Focus, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed concerns about critical benchmarks of the peace agreement, which are still unsettled with little time remaining before the end of the transitional period in February 2023. The timely and full implementation of this agreement, including the graduation of the forces, will provide assurances to the South Sudanese people that their leaders remain committed to the revitalized agreement, said Guterres. He added that progress in all other areas, including holding elections, hinges on the completion of the transitional security arrangements. Guterres urged the government to prioritize the arrangements, including providing the necessary funds to enable the graduation and deployment of the necessary unified forces. The UN chief welcomed President Kiir's emphasis on reconciliation and called the launch of the nationwide consultative process for establishing the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing an important benchmark that holds the potential to bring healing to the people of South Sudan. He also urged Kiir to form the hybrid court and the Compensation and Reparation Authority as stipulated in the peace agreement. United Nations Mission in South Sudan spokesperson Linda Tom says despite progress made in forming a command structure of the unified forces, the peace deal is at risk of being stuck due to continued tensions and violence between government and opposition alliance forces and other non-signatories to the deal.
The Secretary General's report noted that the security context in South Sudan continued to be defined by tensions and violence. While the report included accounts of progress that has been made, for example, we commend the parties for overcoming the impasse on the command structure of necessary unified forces in April. We are extremely concerned about critical benchmarks of the revitalized agreement that are still outstanding.
Tom says the UN is also concerned about repeated intercommunal violence that is being driven by clashes over land and other resources, as well as grazing rights and climate-related livelihood pressures.
For example, in the Greater Nile region, we saw an uptick in fighting in Maiwit County. The situation in Unity State was also dominated by spates of attacks in Lear County by armed youth. Several cattle raids and attacks were reported in the Greater Jonglei area. In addition, violence was also reported in Greater Equatoria and Bahr El Ghazal region, among other areas.
Tom says the rise in violence, along with the impact of climate change in the form of extreme weather patterns, has exacerbated the living conditions of South Sudanese. She says displacements and food insecurity have reached unprecedented levels.
Between April and July 2022, an estimated 8 million across the country will be classified as in crisis in terms of food insecurity. Over a third of counties have acute malnutrition, and they require life-saving treatment to survive. In coordination with humanitarian partners, UNMISS is conducting patrols to protect humanitarian workers and support the delivery of assistance in this very critical time.
With only 8 months to go before the end of the transitional period, the parties have not agreed on a date for elections. Guterres says the parties should decide on an electoral timetable and avoid unilateral actions that may undermine the environment for elections. He noted South Sudan's difficult terrain, the dearth of infrastructure, and the different public positions taken by key leaders on elections. The UN Secretary General urged the parties to immediately engage in a broad-based discussions and agree quickly on a clear roadmap for the end of the transitional period. The phone numbers of Government Spokesperson and Information Minister Michael Makuei and the Press Secretary for President Salva Kiir were switched off. Repeated attempts to reach SPLM-IO Spokesperson Manawa Peter were also unsuccessful. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.